Sal.
What? You know, you didn't think that wasn't coming? Come on, don't be a dunce.
Oh, you surprised me.
I'm gonna bust out the fucking sail when it's appropriate. And I can do the voice all right and everything, too. Hold on. He doesn't say it here, but...
Sal!
That's all you have to do.
Bob!
I love this song. I only learned about it last night.
It's so great.
Aren't I the hippest kid on earth, Allison? I think this came out in 2011 or 10 and has apparently made the rounds everywhere.
Makes you want to do some cliff diving or something, you know?
Yeah, I want to base jump with a knife clenched between my teeth into a terrorist compound.
And a feather in your butt cheeks, just for
that
character.
Too. Just like a peacock look, like a showgirl. Have
Absolutely.
You ever seen those really dirty showgirls where they have butt plugs that have peacock feathers on the end?
I never have, but it doesn't surprise me.
It's really, really filthy. There's also the butt plug tail for the furries out there to kind of sexify being a furry. Now, I wouldn't want to fuck a woman who had a butt plug tail.
You would or would not?
Like, not regularly. Like, if she was into a furry lifestyle.
But you have to think about it. For yourself, who loves food,
yeah,
you could use that powder puff tail to dip it in all kinds of food and soak it up like a sponge and clean that.
That would
tail.
Be more like a big straw and a butt plug. Like almost like a flavor ice. And then I could just kind of wring it out while fucking her doggy style and get all my nutrients that I was depleting.
But what if she's nasty and what if she's got a funk butt? Then you could just use it as a
funk
powder.
Funk butt is the worst.
Then you could powder puff it, you know? You hope it's got some scented powder in there.
There's so much that can go wrong with butts. There's just so much I'm out of touch with. Like, there was a day and age where I was the cool kid who would have known this song before it got big via YouTube.
I know. It is fun. It's a fun one.
And now I'm that old piece of shit that is learning about his music from hearing it in a commercial. I heard it on the ad for Vikings, which they played roughly 18 times during The Walking Dead last night.
It
was like, hey, are you a fat guy sitting at home who likes to watch shows about attractive men who are living the alpha male life you never will? Then check out Vikings.
After while petting your cat.
Exactly. After Rick's done kicking the ass you never will. I flicked at Vikings for about 5 minutes, by the way. That was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
It was bad. It was really very bad.
Unfucking watchable. Let me bring this down.
Sal!
I think they're trying to do, you know, ring on the popularity of...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Poor man's Game of Thrones. About actual Vikings. Who needs that shit?
It is. It's just a bad, bad bootleg.
I want a land of wizards and midgets.
You gotta have the midgets.
And
he's
dragons
great.
And Khaleesi's teats.
Everybody's teats.
Everybody's teats.
Grandma's teats.
Except for fucking, who's the bitch that was in 300?
Oh, I don't know.
I know it's not Lena Dunham. Because that would be horrible. Like, I just learned on Sunday that her tits come out a lot during Girls. Your Grant Paulson. Your Redskins beat reporter at Grant H. Paulson was texting me Saturday night. And somehow it came out. He's like, I've seen that show 3 times for 5 minutes each. One, it sucks. Two, Lena Dunham pulls out her horrid tits. So I, of course, felt the need to Google Lena Dunham topless. And
not good.
I couldn't decide if it looked like a chubby boy or a lesbian more. Like a bull lesbian.
I don't
Not
know.
The Justin Bieber lesbian, kind of like the beefy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like guns lesbian.
The kind that was in Napoleon Dynamite when they're sitting at the table.
Yeah, yeah. And a younger grandma. Yeah. Exactly. That fucking.
Actually, it's your grandpa in drag.
Where it's like the shirt comes off and you're almost like that should be legal because no one can interpret those as breasts. Right. No man's going to get aroused by this. Let's do the intros. Let's do the intros.
What are the intros?
I got to say that you're listening to Papa's Basement. That's part of it. I'm John Papa Giorgio, the host.
And I'm Allison Frank, the stand-in.
Look at you introducing yourself. Long-time family friend, Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
She's what we call good people in the business.
Yes,
and
I'm a good
outside
egg.
Of the business as well, actually. Funny how that works. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you will get show archives. We upload a show every Monday and every Thursday, and all the old shit's up there, too. And you know it's good because I described it as old shit.
Sounds delicious. Not like the fresh stuff you made this morning.
No, that was actually going to be the last segment. me talking about my new juice shits and how proud I am and fascinated by their contents.
Well, now that you've given them, you know, a teaser, they know to hang on.
They knew. Yeah, exactly. 40 minutes from now, I am going to talk to you about probing my first juice shits. They are magical.
It's good stuff.
It's like cracking a Cadbury egg. You're like, how did all that cream and yolk get inside this chocolate?
And that's when Bill Cosby comes out.
Now you see, they put the cream inside. I'll stop because I can do 5 words of Bill Cosby and then it tapers off real fast.
And what does it become?
Well, you can tell me what it sounds like. I think a little Southern farmer kind of.
Well, that'll tie in with your...
If the weather cooperates, we'll have a hell of a cotton crop.
Unless your burst is acting up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At Papa's Basement, you get a hold of me on Twitter that way. And there's facebook.com/Papa's Basement. You should go there and like it because it's bragging rights. I don't do much with it. I post funny pictures that I see online and links to the site. Not a lot done. I just like seeing I have fans.
There's some good bits on there.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison.
Mm-hmm. They make me laugh.
Aw.
And cringe.
Aw, see, that's even better. Those are both very visceral reactions. I'm glad you have them. Oh, back to, I want to explore the 5 topics we introduced in the show's first 30 seconds, because that's how we roll. I want to explore back to the butt plugs with chicks.
Oh, okay. What, did you experience that the other night, or what? Is this a current?
No, visual? I was just going to toss out there that I've never banged a chick who had a butt plug in. I was going to say with a butt plug in, but that sounds like it's in me. I've never done that either. I've never had a chick threaten the anus in any way.
None.
No girl has ever been like, I'm going to show him what a dirty bitch I am. And like while blowing me, just going like,
never.
Right on a fingertip, or just lifted my bag and spit right on the hole and then shoved her cue right in it.
Well, what kind of danger signs do you have going on down there that they don't feel that they're at liberty to do that?
You know, the grooming's really good. There's a lot of hair. There's a lot of hair.
So you have your own bunny tail. You don't need a butt plug with a tail attachment.
It's not like a bunny's tail. That would imply like a cute little dab of cotton. It's more like a skinned beaver that I just sat on and super glued to my anus and
like
taint.
You put honey on your anus and then dragged it around the barbershop floor.
Exactly. In a black barbershop, too.
I don't feel good.
No soft white man hair down there. It's like a Brillo.
Oh, my.
But I wash very well. I take an actual wash rag to my ass. I literally have a rag in the shower that is just for my asshole.
And that's how it should be. Unlike some other people that we know, we have a mutual friend.
Oh, who named doesn't... Will, my brother?
I don't want to get into his private business.
Okay.
But...
Don't worry, we're going to in 5 minutes. I have to. We're talking, it was his birthday weekend. Yeah. We're going to delve into that in a bit.
I gotcha.
I am trying to be more positive and motivated and mature.
Right.
So there won't be a lot of throwing him under the bus because, hey, we're all doing our own trip at our own speed.
Absolutely.
On the spinning dirt ball. How cosmic of me. But there is some shit we can get a chuckle about.
Oh, good.
And I won't feel too bad about
it. Yeah, I didn't hear anything about it, really. Just a little clip note bite. Other than you saying that, you know, us going out and 4 people enjoying, you know, a nice meal and, you know, atmosphere and birthday festivities was the same price.
Well,
as,
I gave oh
as one man's one we're gonna self get, indulgence.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can get into that. I just wanted to finish up. If you're ever banging a girl doggy style,
right,
and you want to feel it way tighter,
right,
digit in the ass.
Really,
I have done that, and it was like it wasn't so much like a fearful clench up. Yeah. It was just there's only so much real estate back there. So if something gets occupied, look at Israel and Palestine. If Israel's getting more and more people in it, Palestine's going to feel a little threatened.
A little crush.
Yeah, right. It's like, hey, pressure. What happened to our space? These borders are just collapsing. And similarly, by putting a finger in a woman's anus, you can collapse the border between that and the vagina and make for one heck of a ride for you.
Yeah, well, when you put it that way, in 2 hostile environments.
Stop popping that damn thing.
Sorry.
It's okay. I don't think it picks up on mic. It's one of those things you can hear in studio, but the mics are so directional
that
they won't hear it. But maybe they can.
I don't know. You shouldn't be talking about your ginger bits like they're war zones. You know what I mean? Don't you have another cushier Disney version of an analogy?
No. I like thinking about suicide bombers in the pussy. That's
is that right?
Yep.
Fingering the butthole
and
Palestine.
Crying Jews in the ass.
Yeah.
Machine gun toting tough Jews.
Right. Well, there you have it.
I'm sad Will isn't here because it was his birthday weekend. That's the reason.
That would have been fun.
It would have. I always love Will after a strip club adventure.
Why? I mean, do you get more than just the C word a dozen times or what?
What's
or
C his word? Classy woman hyphenated to make it one word? I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
No.
Or his mock Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, yeah. He loves doing that. He's pretty good with the impressions, though.
He's not too bad.
Yeah.
He's got some good ones.
He does. I love it. Yeah, it was Will's 30th over the weekend, Saturday precisely. So if you want to, please wish Will at Billy Basil on Twitter a happy birthday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. A little better than good. Show some wanting to be here, Allison Frank.
Right.
Will's 30th, for my 30th, something really nice was done. He kind of went behind my back. That sounds a little mendacious.
Yeah.
He, without my knowledge, planned with my mom to get like 8 or 10 of my friends or something like that together at the Cheesecake Factory.
But not me.
No, not you. You occupy a special. You're like a talking family pet. I look at you like Dino. That's what you are to me.
He can be kind of annoying, but I guess I could fall in that category too, according to your mom. So
we're all able to get abrasive. Just listen to those who no longer listen to me.
That's right.
But Will, for whatever reason, so my dinner was nice. I walked into a Cheesecake Factory expecting to just eat my $15 plate that is roughly like 4 meals in one sitting.
Yes, absolutely.
They love to destroy a colon in the Cheesecake Factory.
Those mammoth platters, you know?
Yeah. And I showed up, and it was just a gallery of friends, past and present. And I was like, oh, holy shit, this is a nice treat. And we wanted to do something similar for Will, but...
Yeah, what happened?
Will doesn't...
He hides his friends.
I guess. And he doesn't keep up really with much of anyone for too long. Yeah. Outside of you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. None of the dudes he's friends with in high school, he's particularly close with now. No. Not that I am.
Right, right.
But I've made friends since.
Yeah.
That I've kept for, I don't know, 5, 7 years, shit like that.
Yeah.
Will just doesn't roll with male friends.
No. Mm-mm.
And if I were in prick mode, I would try to find fault with that. But again, you're talking to new positive juicing, John.
That's right.
Full of nature's energy.
Which we had.
Positivity.
That was very nice. It was like sunshine.
And then the nature's energy comes out your asshole.
And it blows glitter.
But again, that's just a tease for a later segment.
Okay.
I don't know why he rolls that way. He has my bug where he likes flirting with broads, especially online, because it's just convenient.
It's easy. It's easy. It's easy for all of us.
We hate bars.
Yeah.
We hate restaurants. Or we like restaurants, but not like chilling at a grill night after night. That
or
lame.
Doing like the happy hour thing. Unless there's
we're not
people
happy
that,
hour guys.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
And so who doesn't love the convenience of just finding people via Facebook, Twitter, whatever, or bumping into them your everyday life, quickly befriending them online, and then just doing 90% of the legwork via text and Facebook and.
But we're all guilty
shit.
Of that, not just Will, so.
No, I'm guilty as shit. You think I was describing his pattern? That was me on Thursday. What the hell?
Yeah.
I love it. I would assume most girls like it.
Yeah.
I don't know many girls who don't screw off on their phone and keep dudes they talk to and flirt with.
All of us. We're all guilty. Everyone's textually active these
days. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's hard for me to be like, hey, which girls are showing you their tits this week. Do you want them at a dinner? Because one, he'd say, fuck no, I don't want those pumps at my dinner table.
Yeah.
I want to get a nice Motel 6 and rail them out, but I don't want to log any time with them outside of that. So it made it kind of difficult to plan a birthday for Will. And in my desperation, I kind of thought, well, Will loves strip clubs.
That's right.
why don't we up the ante for his 30th and get him one fuck of a hooker?
Oh, my.
So, hey, he, for whatever reason, he was downright puritanical about this.
Really?
I walked up and I was like, hey, it's your 30th.
Right.
We've done strip clubs to death.
Right.
I'm not so big into them anymore, but I'll go with you. And who doesn't like seeing a nipple now and again that you didn't really work to earn?
I guess. You know, when you say it like that, you think you're just getting flashed by an old lady on the metro.
No, none of that. Yeah, she's just asleep and has that blouse halfway open, her droopy orangutan titties hanging out.
And at first, you're maybe titillated, but you're like, oh, God, is that a gray
I shouldn't
hair?
Be looking, but I am because it's a free tit. Yeah. I can't say no. And that is the one beauty of a strip club. A man usually puts in X amount of time, be it flirtation online to get like a boob pic texted to him, or dates for real people who do real world things. So when you just pay a cover charge and you're confronted by like eight areolas like walking in a door, you're like, I think I circumvented something here. I think I got something hot in community chest. I passed go and I got my $200 for not a lot of dice rolling.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, we're maturing. I'm 32. You're 30.
Right.
It is time to set aside childish things. Of course, I didn't take that logic to a healthy place. I said, I will get you up to $1,000 worth of whore.
Right.
Like, I will get you a whore worthy of a senator in D.C. I will get you a congressman's whore.
Right.
I will get you a tag team of whores. Whatever you want. It's your 30th birthday. Right. You've got your own place. You live alone.
Right.
I will have whores aplenty sent to your house.
A cornucopia.
It'll be
of
like a ball pit of whores. He'll just jump into the whores and they'll hope he doesn't suffocate in the multicolored whore pit. And Will was like, for a second, he made me very proud. And then afterwards, he left me scratching my head. He went, John, I don't really want sex without some sort of connection with the woman. And I think it would be weird just sleeping with someone from that I paid.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, I guess I can roll with that.
Yeah, I think, but, you know, from the experience that I've had with male friends who have indulged that way, you get over it real quick. It's kind of like jumping in, doing the polar bear plunge or doing something else. Once you can get past that, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of a moral kind of,
well, it's
you know what I mean?
Confluence of factors for me. There's cheapness.
Yeah.
And there's also what Will described. You do want to be liked, at least for me.
Right.
And that's the same reason where, like, I don't, at the end of a night at a bar, I was never the guy who was just trolling for the drunk chick who's 200 pounds and all her hot friends got picked up and this lowly grenade is just sitting there.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck it, I'll eat the pin.
Yeah, like the...
Fill me with your pineapple shrapnel, fatty. I've never been that. Like, if I'm screwing a girl, a huge part of it is knowing you're liked enough to be fucked by someone.
I mean, because then you feel like you earned it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thrill of the chase. It's been that way since the beginning of time.
I mean,
you know,
that's why you can get so much out of just knowing someone would fuck you.
Right.
And not even fucking them. It's just a cool trip to be like, I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But he goes, I don't do the whore thing because of that.
Yeah.
And for a minute, I was like, shit, I feel like garbage for even bringing that up. But then he continued.
Yeah.
And he went, that's why I like the strip clubs, because you can make the girls actually like you.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. That's not
what
that should
have concluded.
But
it is true. I mean, you do feel, and it goes back to that kind of primal kind of thing, you know, the thrill of the chase and the hunt. And so you earned it in a sense. You know, even though if you think past that, don't you think they're trying to earn a buck? And don't you think that they're trying to get your return business? And don't you know what I mean? So some of that is...
You don't want to think about
too.
Sex as customer service.
Right.
Like,
but, you know, you can't talk about your brother like he's an ogre. He's a nice looking guy, too. So
no, that's what's weird. Yeah. Like, and I used to be before I got like disgustingly fat.
You're a nice looking guy, too. I mean, look at those lips.
Thank you.
And those lashes.
Bad. Will's good looking. Like, he's very in shape.
Yeah.
He has the shaven head, which can repel some, but not many.
It's not the head. It's not the head. It's the expressions that he wears sometimes.
Looks like he just curb stomped a coon. And I don't mean that like I'm calling black people coons. He looks with the shaven head and sometimes the intimidating look. It can be like a white power thing. He's not in red suspenders and Doc Martens. Don't get me wrong.
But yeah, he does wear
that. Romper stomper once a night. But he can look intimidating. And it's just he and I have fucked self-esteem for whatever reason, too. I feel I'm slightly better than him about it.
Yeah.
But he just... I don't know. We both enjoy meeting people through non-confrontational ways, as it were. We don't like the face-to-face, I have to give you my fucking elevator pitch to get you to talk to me. That's not how we operate. So to get that rush, though, of live, I just met you and things are going great, I think that's what the strip club provides for him.
I mean, it is thrilling. I mean, you are in a booby patch, and
it doesn't do much for me, though, because... 9 times out of 10, and by that I mean 49 times out of 50, the girls range from to get her the fuck off the stage. How dare she profane this?
Well, then you leave feeling good about yourself.
It would be like putting a fucking, I don't know, a single A prospect on the plate at Yankee Stadium. You're this is a travesty.
Yeah.
And we went to his favorite because I was like, okay, we're not doing the whores. I guess my money is just going to go into getting you some stripper fun and restaurants and gifts and shit like that. And we went to Paradise City, his usual digs in West Virginia.
And he likes that because?
He likes Paradise City because, quote, it's the dirtiest.
Well, it's the dirtiest and they have the lightest rules as far as touching and those kinds of things. They're very lenient.
Yeah.
So you go in D.C. and it's very strict. You know, you can't even look for too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're questioned. You know?
For people not familiar with the geography of where we are, we're in Fairfax, Virginia right now. That means we're 15 miles outside of D.C.
Right.
45 miles from Baltimore.
Correct.
And Virginia, we're in Virginia. And the strip clubs here are easily as restrictive as... About as restrictive as D.C., but you can't even see breasts.
Yeah.
Like, they wear these creepy pasties.
Right.
That make them look like fucking living mannequins.
Yeah, it's odd. It's creepy.
Yeah, the bottoms stay on.
Yeah.
D.C., you can at least see full nude, but you can't receive lap dances, which you can in Virginia.
Yeah.
It's just from a woman
and I think
creepy taped over nips.
From what I understand, too, they kind of work on the talent, too, in D.C. You know what
As
I mean?
In they're better looking?
Well, they're better looking. They have a higher standard. The cost is more expensive.
Yeah.
And you actually do kind of get a show. More of an aspect
they
of just people.
They dance a touch more on stage.
Yeah.
I'm sure it isn't like the mythical black clubs I've heard about.
Yeah.
Like once in a while, a stripper will migrate from the black clubs over to the white chick clubs. And she'll be like the token black chick.
Right.
And that bitch will shred on stage. And so there are times literally I will... Because I just saw a fucking show.
Exactly.
I've never in my life seen a white girl put on a show on stage. They range from disinterested to below. The blondes especially, the ones who have just lived what you assume a blonde girl life is, it is almost a look of contempt of like, why am I not making more money? I'm fucking blonde and you're seeing my tits.
Yeah.
I'm God's gift.
It's not good. But there's definitely, a significant caliber difference between out there in the sticks of West Virginia.
Just compared to the other West Virginia clubs and Paradise City.
Yeah.
Paradise City, there is not a single chick there who hasn't had a kid.
Mm.
I saw one.
Oh, no.
On the visit.
Easy.
I forget the fuck what her name was.
I got to eat after this.
It's she's the most attractive girl I've seen probably in 6 or 7 strip club trips.
Okay.
I was gorgeous face. Yeah. Fakies, but tasteful.
Right.
Because she had the utter brick shithouse build from the waist down. Like, black dudes must have.
The end.
Yeah. Like, a black guy sees this chick and he will leave everything he holds holy for it. And I have similar tastes, so I was impressed by her from the waist down. She must have looked a little weird in the build. Like, in Brazil, she would have been the queen.
Right.
I know they're probably a democracy, a constitutional democracy down there, but she would have ruled Brasilia.
Wow.
With her build down there.
That's
just a
good.
Big fat ass and hips. And there, they apparently just don't care about tits. Mm. It's almost like a distraction.
Yeah, exactly.
But she plumped him up with what looked like some very cementy implants that were not moving. And I guess that is where during this millionth trip to a strip club on a birthday for Will, I was kind of exploring our differences. And I was just like, I'm only frustrated seeing this woman in this context.
Yeah.
There's nothing particularly sexual about it because you're trying to. The strip club is so artificial. You're almost taking these furtive peeks at like her fanned out ass and vagina on the stage the same way you would at like a secretary's cleavage.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't really look directly at it, but she's just sitting there presenting like a dog getting its temperature taken. And you're like, well, I should just be gawking at it. But then you realize, as much as she's doing a stage show, she's a human being.
Yeah.
Deep down in her human core, she probably doesn't enjoy someone who's just like, fuck it. I put down my $2. Eye contact gone. I'm making brown eye contact.
I don't know. I mean, if I were doing it, I'd want people to look. I mean, how would you like to be on the stage spreading it and people are like, not interested in that?
That's how weird and artificial it is. It's like, am I offending this woman by not looking at her fanned out asshole?
Yeah, you gotta look.
And her box. I mean, I walked up. She's the one chick I walked up to, like, the stage instead of sitting in the back. And I chucked a few onesies at her.
Yeah.
But Will and our hornball companion, Rich, who's part of the strip club A-team that we assemble. There's also Tony. I call him my crack team of perverts. Tony missed out, sadly. They're both just like, so are you getting a dance from her? And it was like, why? I would maybe, like, if I met her during the day and I could get her number when her guard wasn't up.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be a chick you date for a while until the almost guaranteed emotional scarring, you know, that leads one to that life.
Yeah.
Manifests itself. But why just get ground up on her?
I don't know.
Because as much as Will argues he wants to be wanted, and I know he does, for some reason at the strip club it doesn't hold true.
Well, I think you do kind of keep it at a distance. I mean, you can, you can't. And if you earn their trust and you earn their favor, then you feel like you worked for it.
I think that's it. Like, you can show that you're a very nice customer.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm not going to treat you like shit. And I'll actually have a conversation with you. But at the end of the day, you're just the liked customer.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. I mean, that's what I said earlier. I mean, you have to think that they aren't trying to earn that.
Yeah.
Because it is a business for them.
You'd want to be the guy that they waltz their ass out to at the end of the night who drives off and takes half the loot and then fucks them and watches Sports Center. I mean, if you're into strippers, that's what you want. That doesn't exactly sound like my ideal. Yeah. I've logged a couple of strippers in my day and they've always been fucking crazy girls.
Super crazy.
Not in the fun way, too.
No.
Not that TV stripper, like, one of the girls I work with wants to come home and eat your ass while you
get
in
med school.
Exactly. Paying her way through that.
Yeah.
It's real mental problems, man.
No, seriously. Yeah.
Which,
I mean, they're going to burn something, you know. Where's my cat's tail? Like, don't tell me you didn't do anything. We're the only two people here.
Yeah, and some of them you have to listen to the strip club drama stories, which are just the worst. Like, you've had...
Someone's going to wind up crying. You hope it's not yourself.
Anyone who's had a girlfriend knows the fucking workplace drama stories you have to hear.
Yeah.
When it comes to a strip club, the drama stories are like, my Coke was stolen, such and such got us all in trouble because she was sucking dick for extra money in the back.
Yeah.
Someone got period blood on the pole and is a pig. It's horrible shit.
Tony robbed a bank.
You never want to hear these stories. Yeah, the place is going under because the government's on to the fact we're a money laundering front.
Yeah.
They are the worst workplace stories.
It's pretty heavy. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience there, but I have some friends who have. I mean, I've gone to a couple myself, but yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. It's like the, you know, a TV show or something where just one big thing happens after another big thing. And you're like, so I'm glad I didn't rob that bank. And you're like, what? Like, were you going to? Well, she went in and she was dressed as a nurse. I was like, what?
I don't want to come off sounding moral and better, because at the end of the day, it's just a cheapness thing with me.
Yeah.
If you were like, strip clubs are free, lap dances are free.
Yeah.
I would enjoy them.
Yeah.
On some level, I'd enjoy them.
Yeah. But then you have to think that, because, again, you kind of earned it in a sense, because they're doing it for nothing. They're doing it because they like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not because you got,
or
you
it's
know.
Just a state-funded thing. I don't know. But, yeah.
State-funded.
It would have to be free, because at the end of the night, Rich was handing me $70.
The grind my crotch.
And he was like, I can't wait for that department to be founded. And then the conservatives will be like, too big government.
If you can get your mom to be the first signature.
The secretary of lap dances must be stopped. I will filibuster.
Oh, my.
Rich was handing me $70.
Wow.
And he was like, go and get 15 minutes worth of disgusting dances from this girl.
Wow.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't torch my friend's $70.
Well, that's good in a sense. I mean, I guess that's not really what people want to hear. People want to hear you about spending it and you lose a finger. You're like, that's why I only have 3/4 of my middle finger.
My last lap dance was probably August or September after one of Will's concerts.
Wow.
There was a strip club like 2 feet from the venue he was playing at. And we went, and there's just some Latina.
In Baltimore or
Springfield? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who just had a pretty nice Latin ass and big Latin implants. And she just started dancing in front of my face and was just like, you know, this table dance can continue for $20. And then afterwards, she's like, look, if you come back for lap dances, we'll negate the cost of the table dance. And that is the one time I will get suckered into lap dances when shit has already begun and they're literally just tits in my face.
Yeah.
The brain shuts down. Yeah. Like, you cannot.
Well, that's good. That's good salesmanship on her part.
It really is. Like, the aggression is rewarded. It's kind of like the Nazis taking over France. Fucking before you know it, they're around the Maginot Line. It's just like, what happened? I guess I have to surrender. But what happened?
I'm surrounded.
Yeah. And that's how it works with me.
Yeah.
And it's almost always Latin chicks who are that aggressive.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm talking to Will, and next thing I know, one of those big brown areolas is in my face. I'm just like, huh? What? Money? Sure.
That's good.
Let it continue.
Kudos to her.
Yeah.
I mean, to have the wherewithal to do that. Some of them really don't have it.
Good for Esmeralda Gomez.
That's right.
I don't know what her name was. But my night was made. No, I'm sorry I interrupted.
So what is the highlights then? What would be the highlights?
Will's trip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, because I like seeing my friends fall on their faces, it was the fact that I've been trying to get Rich Harmon to buy a PlayStation 3 for about a year now. He's obsessed with the God of Wars, has constantly talked about wanting a PS3.
Gotcha.
Always cited them as too expensive. There's literally a PS3 package with the new God of War coming out for $350.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah.
He then went to the strip club and sank $350. Oh. So for the whole night, I just went, how's that PS3? How's that PS3 that's too much for you, Rich?
Yeah.
That you just bought in lap dances, you horse's ass. And he could do nothing but smile and shake his head.
Yeah.
Probably secretly wanting to crush my throat with his bare hands. Not B-A-R-E hands. B-E-A-R. He's got big manly grippers. Big dick tuggers. I guess some hillbillies started smoking weed in the club. That was hilarious.
Wow.
And they were like, hey, keep it up. We got 2 cops in this club. Just keep it up and they'll find you.
Wow.
And it was the most hollow threat since, like, your teacher flicked down the lights on the classroom.
Yeah.
And was like, I know who threw that paper airplane up my twat. Just give yourself up now or else I'm going to polygraph y'all. Yeah. I mean, like, where are the cops? It was literally 8 people who had been there 3 hours and they all looked like hillbillies and they were getting lap dances the whole time.
Exactly.
So I wanted to see where these vice officers were located deep undercover.
It was probably the jack-o'-lantern looking guy with 3 teeth with the suspenders.
Could be in West Virginia. Who the fuck knows?
That's but, the sheriff.
Will wandered off for about 45 minutes, and this place, Paradise City, 2, actually.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened to 1.
I
Paradise
didn't know
City
that.
2, its big pull is that when the other clubs in West Virginia start closing 2:30 to 3-ish,
yeah,
they go on to 6.
Yeah.
And that's when everyone starts spilling in, both the clientele from the other places and the dancers.
And not necessarily for the boobies. It's really just because they can keep getting their drink on.
They can BYOB.
Because that's how I wound up there a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Not Paradise
People
City,
just walk in
ones,
holding literally a 24 case under each arm. And it's just like, I need a place to drink.
Yeah. It's a place to drink, and there's a lot of people there. And, yeah, I mean, you do get some boobies here and there, but really you just want to keep getting your drink on and hanging out.
Usually it's a white clientele. Somehow, for Friday night, Will got up, and it was like a hillbilly club.
Yeah.
Disappeared for about 45 minutes and came back, and it looked like a scene out of The Wire.
Yeah.
Not one of the drug dealing scenes. That would be racist. Just a scene with a lot of black people.
Gotcha.
It got black as shit.
Wow.
And that's when I realize I have race issues to some extent, because it's just a bunch of black guys. And I'm just like, And then I'm sitting next to Rich, who's black as shit. And I'm just in my head, I'm like, but he doesn't count. Even Rich is uncomfortable. I know it.
That's right. I can see him being uncomfortable.
Of course.
Like, this is too much black for me.
Yeah. Rich has referred to himself almost as being white. Like, not in a joking way either. Like, he kind of just thinks of himself as white, and that's fine by me.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
I've always seen shit as cultural, not skin color. That's when I get offended, when people get mad if I pull an Oreo or something. It's like, you're banging a black chick. It's like, oh, come on, move on.
Yeah.
Bitch has 99th level characters in Final Fantasy. She's not black. Come on.
Oh, my.
But the highlight of the night to me was finding a Waffle House on the way home.
Yeah, we heard about that.
And then eating all I got them smothered. I got them covered. Got them chopped. And I forget what the fuck else went into it. I don't know all the terms. I like the cheese. I like the onions. I always fuck up and get the jalapenos in my hash browns. Mm-hmm. But those are garbage.
Yeah.
And I did chili this time.
Wow. They have this thing in St. Louis. It's called the St. Louis...
The Arch?
Slinger.
Okay.
And it is... Let me think here for a second. It is... it has chili in it also. It's got chili and a meat. And I
think... This was delicious.
Oh, potatoes.
I didn't even crack the $5 mark for this. We went from one end of getting milked and fucked financially to the other.
Yeah.
Where...
You're paying a nickel for the King's Feast.
How does Waffle House
stay open?
Exist
on
its business model? Like, we really, until Rich nodded off, because at this point we were driving home at 5:30. We stayed a long time at Le Titty Bar, as the French call it. And Will and I were really trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Because you've got an hour drive back home from West Virginia.
Yeah.
You just got to go there because the bars are better. As we explained, Virginia sucks. D.C. sucks. Yeah. Maryland's decent, but Will likes the dirtiest one.
Yeah.
And that's the hillbillies of West Virginia. So on the drive home, you're trying to kill time.
Yeah.
And we were just, I was like, well, they don't have a lot of space. I mean, unlike other restaurants, their cooking is just done in front of you. Nothing really comes out of the back. The back is storage.
Yeah.
So I just figured they don't do much for real estate. But they had like 3 people working, or 4 people, at goddamn 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just to address drunks walking in.
Yeah.
We really couldn't puzzle it out. All I could come up with is real estate.
Well, we just...
And probably shit ingredients.
Well, it kind of makes you... Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Because we watched that program yesterday where he was talking about helping them with their overhead. And he's like, you know, you have to charge 3 times.
Yeah, one of those
costs.
Like fucker chef shows or whatever, where it's like, I come in and kick ass.
But the businesses, you have to do that. You have to charge 3 times as much just to cover your overhead and the staff and the help and the prep and all
makes
that.
Makes sense to me.
But then how am I getting a 25-cent waffle feast?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this waffle? Is this wheat?
How does my chili on a plate of potatoes the size of my torso cost $4 if you multiplied by 3? Like, I get it. Potatoes are more or less free. I don't want to know that I'm eating beef of such a low grade.
Oh, I know.
Like, was this scraped out of the hoof? Like, did they take the leg and just put it in one of those sausage presses?
You know, I went to a Waffle House, and this was in South Carolina, and one of the customers was talking to the cook/server person, and saying, hey, these grits aren't as good as so-and-so's. And I guess so-and-so is just usually the regular daytime guy.
So-and-so is code for a restaurant that doesn't fail health code-wise.
And so he says, you know, these, no. He was saying it to the other cook. It's like, these aren't as good as Steve's grits.
Oh, okay.
And so he says, well, the reason is those are yesterday's grits.
Oh, Jesus.
He just says it out loud.
Jesus.
So my friend who would order grits just put down the spoon.
I would have eaten them. Whatever. You're not going to die eating day-old grits.
No, you're not. But you have to think, like, are they really a day old? How long has Steve been sick? You know what I mean?
Steve died last month.
Yeah, nobody's making grits. So you have to wonder there. So I don't know.
I always, more than any other food stuff, I get nervous eating cheap beef.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we go from that.
Yeah.
6 a.m. to about 7 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
And we're eating at the Capitol Grill for Will's birthday dinner.
Which was fabulous, which was very nice.
Interesting ambiance. You pay out the ass for this place,
right.
First of all. I mean, yeah. It's not the most expensive I've ever seen, but
no.
The steaks were like $50 a pop.
Yeah.
And the sides were 20-ish.
Yeah.
Just, it had that mahogany look, though. It's one of those places that almost coasts on looks. It's like,
yeah.
We look fancy. We're fancy.
Yeah, it is nice, and it is a nice atmosphere, but it's done like a Ruth Chris or a Morton's, where you get the, you know, the table size portions of the sides, so you're going to pay out the nose for those, too. Like, not everyone. And
more than anything, for me,
a la carte.
Was that not the oldest fucking restaurant you have been inside outside of Boca in terms of the clientele?
That everyone was,
Jesus Christ, everyone like, there was on their last leg.
You're like, hey, is everyone going to bingo after this, or what?
I swear to God. More than once, they've had to put a corpse in the freezer back there.
Right.
It was motherfucking
old. They should change it. They should change their name to the Silver Fox or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you just meal comes with your AARP discount for your brandy or your scotch.
How do those old bastards all chow down on steak the way they do? That must live in those old colons for like 2 years.
Who knows?
The guy embalming them is going to have to cope with that steak.
I know. Yeah, it was a very mature crowd.
I was blown away by that.
And that's the difference, I think, from the times that I've gone to either Morton's or Ruth's Chris.
That's
there
how
seems
you
to be
tell.
A younger crowd.
It's a ritzy titsy, yeah, at an established joint.
But it was a little loud for me compared to the other ones. Even Morton's has kind of like an open floor plan like
there's
that.
There's a lot of booze flowing. Like,
I think, yeah.
That was part of it because it was
but
all
for
just old
people,
white people.
Yeah.
Maybe
for,
they're just all deaf. And they're like, what? And that's what we heard. Just 50 tables of, what did you say?
It was a lot of clamoring, a lot of noise. Like, you kind of felt comfortable talking loudly with your own party. But, yeah, there was a lot of white noise.
It's loud as shit.
Yeah.
Huge wine
for,
cellar or whatever the hell you call
generally
it.
Generally, when you go
the
there and you're going to pay those prices for an upscale type environment.
It's
or whatever,
a little more hush-hush.
It is. It's much quieter.
Well, they let me walk in my jeans and T-shirt, so I guess it isn't that upscale.
But they're not going to really turn anyone away. I mean, I've gone to Five Stars
Good.
And Kiwa and all that, and you can come in with your golf stuff. I mean,
I don't have any shame in that game. I'm
I
like, hey,
either.
Waiter, guess what? I'm going to tip you about 25%.
Yeah.
I look like I'm poor as shit, but I'm not.
Exactly.
So enjoy the extra money. Don't judge me. And we're all going to get along fine.
Don't leave this glass empty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You might see my bitch tit nipples through this thin T-shirt. Doesn't mean I don't have class.
I wasn't as surprised with the older clientele. I was more kind of with the noise level. Like it was
really? No, to
noisy.
Me, it was the old fucks.
I mean, you're going to get that, I think, anywhere
and
else.
And Will and I are just playing the guessing game, trophy wife or escort,
yeah.
As we look table to table.
There was a bit of that. Your mom caught on to that really
Did
quick.
She?
Oh,
Did
yeah.
she? I was like, that looks like the dinner isn't the only thing he's paying for tonight.
That's what your mom said.
Oh, really? Wow. God, that is weird that the DNA of a joke can be passed.
But you know, it's
down.
Funny because after those few sips of wines, then those comments started coming out. You know,
she's the lightest of lightweights.
I know she gets
my
so
mom
giddy.
At a dinner table. It has to be faked. Yeah. It's almost like a girl going to her first college party takes one sip of beer and her fucking tits are out on the ice luge 2 seconds later.
Yeah,
she is the same way. Where it's like two sips of that disgusting rosé she insists on consuming. I think for the Capitol Grill is actually Pinot Noir because they didn't stock rosé. They're like, I'm sorry, we can't run someone out to the Walmart for you to get that one.
7-Eleven.
Yeah. It was Pinot Noir. Noir.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir, if I'm going to get technical.
But part of it could be psychosomatic, and part of it could be her idea of kind of letting loose, you know? So
her idea of letting loose is the pits.
Well, it worked for me. It's nicer that way. I mean, she's smiling. She's laughing. So.
I'm just used to her being critical and picky. I don't like it when she's just blah, letting it all fly. Because then it just translates to loud, critical, and picky of other people.
Well, then you can fit right in with everyone else there. I don't know.
Steak was good.
The steak was good.
Steak was good. I've had better, cheaper, sadly. Yeah. Raised the stakes.
Yeah.
Kind of beat that place, but...
I really do like Jay Gilbert's. I mean, I do.
Jay Gilbert's is great, too. Yeah.
But it's a quieter atmosphere. It's a younger crowd, also.
It's younger, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And food's on par. I would say that was on par with Jay
Gilbert's. Part of it, too, is the way the dining room's set up, where it has more of an open floor plan and independent tables, whereas the other ones have more booth, and it kind of quiets people, you know, together.
Just going to one of those places, I don't ever care to be a wine connoisseur. Like, maybe when I'm 50 and I make it that far, I'm like, fuck it. I guess I have to learn this like Don Corleone. But I want to know more about steak cuts.
Yeah.
And, like, what comes from where.
Yeah.
Why is it that a Waffle House can feed me chili and it's 50 cents?
I think that's the thing. You don't want to know. You don't want to know what those $3.
I'm guessing it's just scraped off the skull or something like that. And then they ship that down to Texas to go on the front of some guy's F-250.
And Steve's missing his dog.
Yeah. It's like, because filet mignon is so amazing.
Yeah.
I just picture them taking like a biscuit cutter to the side of a live cow and they just pop it out and scrape off the fur and then throw away the whole cow. Like, it's the most un-Indian thing you could ever do. We use nothing except for this little biscuit cut of the sexiest, sauciest meat you'll ever eat. And I'm not a huge...
That's a big F you to...
For the longest time, I wasn't a big steak guy because I grew up eating, like, seeing a steak at Red Lobster.
Yeah.
For Will went to, after the last show we recorded, he went over with the rest of us to Glory Days, got a steak. It charged about $15.
Yeah.
It came out, it looked like a fucking grilled, the pupa that comes out of Gina Davis during her nightmare.
Yeah, it's not.
When she thinks she's having the fly baby. Yeah. Brundle baby. Mm-mm. And it's just this brown, literally looks like a turd, and he's chopping it open, and it's red, so it looks like a turd that was made with beets.
Yeah, not good.
They're horrendous. I don't get how it's the same creature.
Yeah. I mean, they're just people with the preparation, and again, it goes with your educated staff, and that's why you pay more in those places, because again, they're covering their overhead, you know, to have skilled people back there working, you know, making a better product.
It's just skill up and down the line and the quality of the cut you start with.
And the staff is more educated in, like, what's the difference between Kobe beef or this kind of beef or that kind of beef. You know?
If your steak is being prepared by a guy who made fucking mac and hot dogs for the table right next to yours, stay the fuck away. Waste your time.
Yeah, don't get your steaks at Friendly's.
Don't go low end on the steaks. It's not the same thing.
No, it really isn't. And then sometimes they, you know, people kind of fancy themselves greater than they are, and they kind of do that. But I don't know. I do like some filet, too. Most chefs don't. I mean,
I think filet is like the easy thing to like if you're just getting into steaks. It's like, I just got into metal. I love the shit out of Metallica.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay, once you've moved past Injustice for All, I've got a couple deeper bands, a little more challenging for you to listen to. Maybe some Fear Factory. I don't know.
Yeah. But steak was delicious.
Steak was good. And then, of course, the next day, you get me on my juice kick.
That's right.
We teased a segment and we actually got to it. Yeah. It's amazing when Will isn't here compounding the ADD. Things actually get done. Not that I don't have fun with those shows, just I like the change of pace where it's like, I had a segment idea, we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
I have wanted for a long time to improve my health because I work out a decent amount.
Yeah, me too.
I don't eat 5,000 calories a day, and yet the weight just does not go anywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes it adds.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Netflix lately.
Yep.
It's not all old episodes of Cheers, and a lot of it's been Always Sunny lately. Not going to lie about that. Been watching the shit out of some Always Sunny.
Yeah.
But there's been Forks Over Knives.
Correct.
Don't remember any of the others. So we're just going to say Forks Over Knives.
There's Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
That's
one I think I made it through.
I also saw Veducated.
Okay.
And we watched... What did we watch the other day?
Don't remember whatsoever. Trying to gloss over it.
Eat This or something? No.
Eat This Movie. Yeah.
No. Screw Steak. Eat This Package.
But so many of them, the crux has been, it's not that you worry about no carbs.
Right.
It is meat's generally shit for you. And yeah, a lot of them, I'm going to put it out there, they're hippy-dippy motherfuckers.
They are. I mean, Vegetated really is along that vein. They try to put some humor in there, too, but it was a little bit preachy. And
yeah.
I mean.
But no one has ever said eating a shit ton of meat's good for you.
Right.
And that's kind of where I recognize the truth of what yeah, they're saying, or at least that they were in the vicinity of the truth.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of eat more veggies, which yeah, tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. The eating a big bowl full of lettuce, that eats balls.
Wow.
I want to have a burger. That tastes good.
That's how we're brainwashed to think. But actually, after you eat well for a while and then you have those other things, you kind of do feel kind of gross.
But that's
nasty.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of that, but it's also you just forget what other stuff can be like. I know yeah, what you're saying. You walk away from sugary food yeah, for a while and you eat some sugary food.
Yeah.
It's almost crunchy on your teeth. And you're yeah, like, how did I do this?
Yeah.
But then the next thought your brain has is, I don't know how I did it, but I want to refine that. And then you just start eating the shit all over yeah, again. It's the same way you can marry your wife and she's not the best in bed, but you love her. And it's yeah, like, look, now I'm making love, guys. I don't really need the craziness of my past. And then two 18-year-old ginger twins are like, hey, we're each going to suck on one of your balls for a while, and we want you to come in our open eyes. And you're like, okay, this is what I've been missing.
Oh,
but the wife is more nourishing for you in the end. Yeah. When you get older, you have to realize that.
Yeah. But even younger people should be more conscious of what they eat, and I think we're just kind of trained the wrong way, you know?
Absolutely.
I think when you start younger, I mean, it's amazing. They look.
Well, it takes a lot of time of just eating pure crap before you forget yeah, that you can have a vegetable and it won't kill yeah, you, which is the point I was at.
Well,
it was really, I was looking at what I was eating daily and it was like protein shakes.
Yeah.
Whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
And little cuts of meat here and there, cold cuts. And it's just like, what the fuck was I taking in that was actually doing anything for me?
Yeah.
I got wheat bread to get me shitting.
Yeah.
All the garbage I've been putting in, but there's nothing really building me up short of my multivitamin every day.
Yeah.
So you came in and you're like, I've been juicing and I've lost weight. And
yeah, that's right.
God help me. After we both ate a big bowl of Chipotle on our way to Costco,
right,
we bought a bunch of produce and a juicer.
We did.
And I've been crushing juice for the past day or so. And
yeah, and positively, you
lost a couple pounds in the span of 12 hours.
And that's not an exaggeration. You really have.
No, and I ate a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I ate Chipotle and a bunch of spaghetti at dinner.
But the nice thing was that it was whole wheat and not just 100% wheat, but it was a whole grain. When you have whole grains are actually good for you, but they shouldn't be the staple of your diet. You shouldn't do a whole pile of whole grains. And
yes,
then
you're not a horse.
2 leaves of lettuce.
But for those, I mean, there's a lot to sell people on
yeah,
with the juicing and shit.
Yeah.
First of all, it's kind of fun. For
yeah,
about 5 seconds, like grinding shit up. Once you have to clean up, it's a pain in the ass. But it's a new way of preparing food for
yeah,
me. I'm usually used to nuking things or just eating them raw out the
yeah,
fridge. The things it does to your ass are, it's hilarious. You eat beet juice?
Yeah.
I've never had a pink turd before until this morning. But I'm standing before you right now telling you I had one magenta, the color of a gorgeous sunset.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
See?
And there
you
was,
could put that on Facebook and
was,
people would admire it.
I would just
it,
Instagram my fruit juice turds. So there's that aspect. Also, choking down a juice, just not that bad.
Yeah.
Any chick who's ever given head
yeah,
is like anything liquid, you can take it
yeah,
as a shot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crap that goes into these that I wouldn't want to eat raw.
Yeah. And I mean,
I've
that's
been able
for
to
me
put
too,
down.
Yeah.
And I just feel energetic and quicker and shit
you
like
do,
that. It's nice.
It
I
is,
want, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to have my fat cake and eat it too. Like, I want to eat some shit each
yeah,
day. But just replacing a couple meals with these nutritious juices, I'm
yeah,
enjoying it. I wish we had like a sponsor or some shit.
Because
I don't think the segment's particularly funny or anything like that. Like, me bragging about a multicolored turd's okay. There's some corn in it too, if you want to picture it in your mind's eye. It was a silly little turd.
And here comes Reboot with Joe. You know?
Yeah, but Do it. If you're bored, there's like a juicer for 90, the Jack LaLanne juicer.
Yeah. Well, we could sell it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to put up an Amazon reference link. Fuck it, I will. I'm going to put up an Amazon reference link so you can click through and make me no money because the show has 10 listeners and none of them will juice.
They should. All 10 of you should juice. Do you hear
me? It's cool. Fuck it. I don't mind it, man.
Well, you know what the truth is if you go on Google or YouTube, one, I mean, a lot of these documentaries, they do showcase that, you know, a lot of meat and dairy is just not good for you and how it breaks down these
endothelial
cells.
I've heard that for a long fucking time. It clogs up your pipes.
But on the off, from the other aspect of it, how many people are telling you how bad fruits and vegetables are for you?
No one ever.
No.
You hear that they taste like shit. As little kids going,
the pesticides or something like that. But that the pesticides doesn't have to do with the fruits and vegetables themselves.
That's shit we put on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that aside, I mean, we're going to do good for ourselves, you know?
Well, hopefully I've got fun updates on both the crazy turds in the future. And
and photos.
And, no, I don't know. I think that could get my website banned. I'm not sure.
I think if you do it enough to where it's so abstract that people aren't really aware of what they're looking at until
a few Instagram filters. Yeah. Like one of those old timey, this is part of like a 70s snuff film reel, that effect you can put on where there's like a kind of a fake date at the bottom. I'll do that one. Yeah. Well, I think we can punch out because I'm hungry as shit. We've done an hour.
We're hungry. I'm hungry too. We're going to go to Mom's. We're, gonna have
we're going to go to Mom's Organic because I am a full on vagina now.
Wow.
A kelp eating twat.
Yeah, but when you're pumping, you know, people with your juice energized, you know, jackhammer.
Wow, I thought you were going to say pumping iron, but and then I was going to retort with pumping healthy loads in vaginas, and then you actually took it there.
Yep,
that's why we're good friends, Allison. Allison, thank you for joining me.
You're most welcome.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Show's website, which has an archive of every show we've ever done, in papasbasement.com. New episodes going up every Monday, every Thursday, except for the days I miss it. But that's a rare thing. Go to the website, subscribe to the iTunes link that's located at the very top. That's important. I prefer you get us through iTunes and rate us highly and one day get us noticed compared to just downloading it from my website. I'll take it where I can get it, but iTunes if you use it. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is the show's fan site. And until later, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.